Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
You're noticing that, you know, things are escalating. Hate's increasing. And that doesn't change God's expectations for us. The sad thing is that there hasn't been a lot of love.
Yeah.
I mean, when it was easy to love, there hadn't been a lot of love. We can take things for granted.
We're too blessed in America.
Yeah.
We're too blessed. I was thinking about this the other day.
People are losing it over a delayed traffic light. Can you imagine what it would be like if you're in a gulag or if you're...
Well, maybe that... I mean, it's nothing like tragedy to bring people together, and it's going to be a shame.
You remember the hurricanes? Everybody's like, hey, you prayed? Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, exactly. You're my neighbor.
To who? Oh, wow. Yeah.
So it would be a shame for us to have a tragedy like that, where everyone has come together, you know, and then we start realizing that
it's coming.
But it is coming.
So my challenge is, you know, is I want to be able to love. I want to be able to love as patient, love as kind, love as gentle, you know, just live like John's living.
Have challenges? I was just like, wow, man.
Yeah, I'm trying to get my life like that. But who else than Dr. King? You know, here he is, a Christian man, this American citizen, trying to, you know, God has given him an assignment, as his daughter says, that there needs to be rights for every human being in America. We need to live up to what's written in the Constitution. Haters all over the place, yelling and screaming, and even the police, obviously, if you looked at history, you know it, the police, there was just no safe place. But he comes back into his home, leaving the police department, and his relative, Naomi, is in the house in there, and she's going to fix him to describe what happened when Dr. King came back to his house. This is right before he kind of stepped up on the national platform. And he starts talking about that the police department grabbed his tie. And the tie, by the way, goes around your neck like a noose. And they tried to choke him by his own tie. As a matter of fact, we'll let her, Naomi, tell the story now as Dr. Avita King, his niece.
Yes, and his response may surprise you.
Get ready for his response, because that's the kind of response that we got to have. Yeah. Love is unconditional with God and with us. There can't be conditions in there. Mm-hmm. You might want something to happen politically, but your love should, you should be loving everybody no matter what party they what race they are, economic standing they are. But let's go there and hear what Dr. King had to say at a moment of crisis.
Dr. King is the father of four children. And his firstborn was Yolanda Denise King, who's deceased now. And I was so happy when Yolanda was born on my birthday, which is November 17th, 1931. And Yolanda was November 17th, 1955. So I was just so happy that she was born on my birthday. I went to Montgomery, Alabama, where they were living, you know, at the time, just to see her and to welcome her, you know, into the family and to show some love to Yolanda. It was one night about 10:30, 11 o'clock in the evening, and I was seated in the darkened living room of their home while Coretta was in the back attending to Yolanda. And so ML, as we call him at that time, came in. And when he came in, I was glad he couldn't see my face because I was sitting in the darkened living room. And the only light that shone into the room was from the street light that was coming in through the window. So when he came in, he went straight to his mantle. And my nickname at that time was Nene, and that's all that he ever called me was Nene. So he went straight to the mantle, and he put his hand up on the mantle, and he had his back somewhat towards me, and I was glad he couldn't see my face. So he said, "You know what, Nene?" I said, "No, ML." "What?" He said, "I was detained at the police station. And at that time, his shirt collar was open, and he was tugging at his throat with his finger doing his shirt collar like this. He said, I was detained at the police station. And you know what, Nene?" I said, "No, ML, what?" He said, they tried to choke me to death with my own tie. And when he said that, tears came in my eyes. I said, what? He said, they tried to choke me to death with my own tie. And I said, at that point, I said, oh, ML, I said, I'm speechless. I just don't know. I just don't want to say that. He said, but you know what? He said, the more that they mistreat us and the more they abuse us, actually, he said, that's the more that we've got to love them and forgive them, because hatred is very much alive and we've got to love them. And I said, oh, Isabella, and at that point, I just couldn't control it. The tears just fell out of my face. And that was when I knew in my heart of hearts that he was destined to be the leader that he became, because of his commitment and his love for God and his love for people. That is when I knew he was truly ready for the game, for the life that he would live.
Now tell about the sweet potato pie.
That is so important, because can you handle the pressure? And it's like, can you love now while it's easy? And I see, you know, if you look in history, people who proclaim to be followers of Christ have done some pretty
bad things. You know, Dr. King said that an injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere.
Yes.
And so we can't be upset when just one particular group, there's an injustice. We have to really, as believers, have a heart of compassion when we're looking at everything that's happened all across the world, when what's happening in with the Yazidis in Iraq, the persecution of Christians, when 50 million of babies are aborted, you know, over since 1974, since Roe versus Wade was legal. When we look at Venezuela, and people right now are starving. They're hunting dogs, cats, and pigeons to eat right now.
And charging over the borders to be able to get food while they're sitting on all that oil.
Over 1 million children and women sex trafficked every year. And so, yes, there's a lot of gross injustice, but we need to pray that God will break our heart for injustice everywhere.
Yeah.
And that we
not just
be,
in our...
Yeah, it's easy to feel bad when we can easily identify it. And to be honest with you, it's easy not to address issues when it doesn't affect us. And T.D. Jakes says... Well, T.D. Jakes said that, you know, what we're facing now with the race wars is God's judgment on a silent church.
Yes.
On
a silent church. The world's trying to have a discussion that only the church can have.
Yeah.
But the issue is in the church. So
that's right.
And you know, the Word of God just says, if you hate your brother who you can see and say you love God who you can't see, he says you're a liar.
Yeah.
What's the Word says. And so we can find out where we are in God by how we are to each other. And I mean, look at Dr. King right here where he says, listen, hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that.
Mm.
And darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. This is so important to understand that this is, if you go back to the writings of Jesus and not what some preacher is saying somewhere or some political party saying, Jesus said, if you don't give up your life and lay it down, you're not going to have any part of him.
Mm.
What we're known for, what we're supposed to be known for, is not our religious buildings and our doctrines or our 501c3s or our pancake breakfasts. We're supposed to be known that we love our enemies.
Yeah.
Love our enemies, not the people that are just like us, but to love our enemies. And we can really find out who we are. We respond to people who, this is an enemy. Anybody who gets in the way of your plans, your job, your money, what you want. I mean, how do you handle interruptions in your life? That's how we love. How do you handle people? Do you speak kindly of people? And I think about this. I think about in Black Lives Matters, these protest groups that's going on, and it's no official group. So a lot of people are kind of picking up on that and they're protesting. But also these other protesters are coming in protesting, saying all lives matter. Well, here they were in this, you're about to see, where on one side of the street, they were saying Black Lives Matter. On the other side of the street, they're saying all lives matter. But at one moment in time, you know what they did? Just like Dr. King, they said, you know what? I'm going to put all this down.
That's right.
They crossed the street and started meeting each other, started talking to each other. They began to hug each other. They began to pray for each other. And the police, even the police officer that was helping keep them apart, they invited them into the prayer. This is what will change your community. This is what will change America. Let's take a look now.
I can't just sit back and feel this way without trying to change it.
We gather Black Lives Matter and stuff. We all matter, hell. We all on board. All right.
It's time for us to stop this today. No more walls.
Today, we're going to show the rest of the country how we came together.
Everybody get it in here, man. Everybody get it in. Everybody get it in. Everybody get it in. Everybody get it in.
I thank you so much, as I am so humble that you allowed us to come alongside, and that today I pray again. Thank you so much. I pray that everybody makes
it. Amen. Amen.
A gentle word can turn around the most harshest, wrathful statement.
Mm.
But the whole thing is, we have to be willing to lose. You have to be willing to not come in first. You have to be willing to suffer loss, to become a person of no reputation. And it's a lot easier when you find out the only one that's good is God. That's what Jesus, when they stopped him, they said, good teacher. Jesus said, who are you calling good? Only God is good. Are we ready to say that instead of using our lives like we're some measuring stick for righteousness? Jesus is the measurement for righteousness. Mm. Everybody that's a Christ follower, a Christian, that have made Jesus Christ the Lord of their life, admitted to the fact that they're not. That's why they're a Christian, because they said, Jesus, would you forgive me? Because I've missed the mark. I am not that. I need to be forgiven. I need you to guide me. I need you to lead me. And that moment right there, when it looks like it's chaos and it looks like it's totally divided, it's not going to work, it love truly won out in that situation. I'm going to go right straight to Dallas, right after the massacre that took place in Dallas, of the five police officers that were protecting the First Amendment rights of the protesters that were protesting. And the protesters didn't do this, but there was one man who set up on a top of a garage and began to fire intentionally, going to kill. He said specifically, I came here to kill white people, specifically white police officers. And he began to fire in to these officers, killing them, shooting some of the citizens that were there as well. But five officers were murdered. Dallas is at a crisis point. America's at a crisis point. As we heard in the beginning of this program, we're about to run into crisis everywhere. What's the solution to this? Well, this is what the Dallas citizens did. They went down there and just spontaneously, when they saw the officers, they began to hug them and say, I love you and I appreciate you. As a matter of fact, I want you to see it. I want you to take this, any kind of religious head off and say, listen, this is what we got to do. Crisis. Blood was still on the streets. It was just the next day. Some of the bodies were still in the morgues of the officers that gave their lives. They didn't let things settle. They said, listen, we got to get there now and let them know that we love you. We appreciate you, that we can get through this. And I want you to take a look at this and just let it soak in, because this is what you need to do. This is what I need to do. This, anybody who proclaims to be a follower of Jesus Christ, we have to begin to love and affirm each other. Take a look.
Thank you. Good job, Beth.
Support out here pretty good?
Very much.
Thank you, sir. All
right. We need it right now. We need to stay together as a community. We need to work closely.
Before I even
want it. And Della Dates right here. They are. It's heartwarming. It's heartwarming. We appreciate that. Thank you so much. Thank you. Father. I'm sorry for your loss. The last problem.
God bless you. Safe and be good.
Yes, sir. Well, thank you again. We need all the support. Appreciate it. It means a lot to us. Very much. Thank you. Right. Thank you so much. That means a lot to us. Thank you so much.
What does this mean, this type of support? What does this mean?
Oh, it means a lot. It's a lot. It's heartwhelming, and we need to work as a community. And I think that validates right here all this support from all the community. It means a lot to us. We need this right now. Thank you.
I love you, and I'm so glad that you guys are here.
We really appreciate the support.
There's no excuse for any more blood loss. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Could you not tell me anymore?
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, ma'am.
So you're looking at love. I mean, there was still blood on the streets. of the massacre. The biggest massacre in the history of America outside 9/11 of officers. Mm-hmm. People are saying all kinds of things. It's amazing what you're hearing people say. Even our president, some of the things that he's like bringing in an agenda in the midst of dead police officers. Yeah. It just doesn't make any sense at all. Miss Alabama came up and she said that, I don't know why I'm not
upset. I feel guilty that I'm not upset.
That I'm not upset about the death of officers. It's like, listen, what Dallas is doing with their police officers, everybody was doing, every gender, every race, mm-hmm. all different walks of life. They were saying, we love you. We need you. Listen, we need our officers. Do you think the difficulty in Iraq, the reason why it couldn't kick back in again, because our soldiers were having to be the police.
Yeah.
Because they couldn't get people in the community to be the police, because they knew if to be a police officer, you got to risk your life.
Mm-hmm.
And every day, officers risk their life for us to be able to have the freedom that we have.
Sure.
And some things are coming, and what they're promoting, what they're doing, you want to affirm those officers because they're human beings.
But I love what T.D. Jakes was asked when he, what his comments when he was asked. He said, "I'm not interested." He said, "We're not against all police officers, but we're against those that practice police brutality. Those who have been poorly trained or shouldn't have been selected at all."
Which is a very small number, and I would say they're actually getting that kind of work with now. But listen, I want to pray with you. I want these times are coming. You need to prepare yourself. Sign up for the newsletter now, The Torch, so you can hear prudent preparation. It'll come to your email right away. Go to VFNTV.com, upper right-hand corner, sign up for The Torch newsletter. You need to listen to prudent preparation. Why? Because a prudent man sees danger and prepares for it, but a fool keeps going and suffers for it. That's the scripture. I want to pray for you. Father God, we just thank you for these Dallas citizens who went to affirm and love these officers who experienced such great loss. I pray that you would comfort them. I pray that you would comfort the families of those that lost loved ones there in injustices that take place throughout the United States. Lord, we just pray right now that you would protect America, that you would thwart the plans of the enemy over this country, that you would prevent those who want to turn this thing bottom side up, upside down, right, left, right. They want to create chaos in this nation, God. We pray that you'll have mercy on us, God, and that we would turn back to you. Do it. End abortion. Send revival. Send a third great awakening, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.